Welcome back to Twins Coast to Coast, to Mirror Image in This Madness. And we are delighted today to welcome back Tyler Campbell to our podcast. Robert, we are so excited to have you. And let us know, since we talked to you last, what is going on in your wonderful world?
Well, I ladies, it is like it's a joy to be able to follow you all and to see all of you. All are busier than me, I feel like, sometimes.
Yes.
First, you know, happy holidays to everyone. And right now, it's a joyous time for me because I have little ones. So I've got 1, 5, and 9. So we are all about the holiday season. And for me, I'm excited because it's usually a time where I always try to make sure, from a speaking standpoint and an advocate standpoint, it's the time where I try to slow down a little bit, which I think is important for all of us to recognize for our own MS journey. And I say that because I failed to do that a lot earlier in my journey. Right. And just kind of making sure that people understand I'm living by what I speak on, which is making sure that I am fighting for time with myself,
yes,
rest for myself, and peace, I think, more so for myself. And so if you ask me a lot of what's taking place now in my life, I've already began gearing up for the new year. But yes, in order to do that with MS, with being smarter, being a husband, being a father,
yes,
I am making sure that I predicate the last portion of my year towards setting aside restful time for me, if that makes sense, ladies.
It's so important because most people, it's a busy time of year with family and we're going, and we enjoy things. And I love the fact that you have said, it's my time with my family and I'm slowing down. What has been your greatest accomplishment this year, Tyler?
Yeah, I honestly want to be honest and transparent because I don't just say that because it's you two, because you all are my friends. The biggest accomplishment I feel like goes hand in hand. My book became an Amazon bestseller.
Yeah.
The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field. But if you look deeper in the book, I mentioned Montel Williams' impact, yes, over my life and the hope that it gave. And so with the book came, through you all as great friends, the introduction to Montel. Yes. And like I've told you all before, that is my shining moment. My wife and I talk about it all the time. What that means to me as a man living with MS, that moment put an exclamation point on my year. And that was back, listen, late, I think that was back in the summertime.
Ladies, the beginning.
That's been the exclamation point I've been living by ever since.
Guess who we're going to see next Tuesday? I'm not sure Tamara's going to be able to. I'm going to see Montel next Tuesday. So maybe we'll get on like a little quick FaceTime if we have time. It's a big event that I am not even in charge of. I'm just going to have 15 minutes of his time and my friend's time, and that's it. But I have to say, yeah, that also was one of my favorite moments, yeah, of our whole podcast season, was interviewing you and introducing you to Montel. That was such a wonderful, happy, joyous moment for the year, for all of us. It made my year.
That means a lot. That means a lot, because I hope that, I wish other people, and I think you guys, this excellent point about the show and the stories that you all tell is to invite people in from not just the MS community, but abroad, so that you can see the impact that y'all have on other people's lives and they can be able to feel the energy or the difference or the connections that we're able to make within our MS community through you all's show. So thank you. And I hope your audience can receive that energy.
Thank you, Tyra. I wanted to ask you, because I received your book.
Yeah.
And I have read a few of the chapters. You are an amazing writer. Your story is inspirational. The way you relate it to people and just your journey is beautiful.
Yeah.
Can you tell our followers a little bit about your book and what you have in it?
Yeah, the book is it's a biography book, and I thank you all so much for even taking the time for the chapters that you have read. For me, it's the culmination of a journey, and I hope that the book will literally stand for anybody who reads it to know that as you take a chance and look over your own personal life, you'll recognize that you have been through an amazing journey. Some of it have its high points and that there are low points in that moment, but all of those things make you who you are, the beautiful and amazing person that you are. And your journey is just as cool, just as inspiring, just as influential as mine is. And so my journey, my book is literally about my life, you know, growing up as a Texas kid, the hardships and challenges that I faced, which were my own personal challenges from learning disabilities, from adjusting to an affluent society or a neighborhood as a minority child, and athletics and just my highs and lows. I even talk about what it was like for me to fall in love for the first time. I all of the emotions, all of the feelings that we all could relate to of just the person who's living life on this earth. That's what my book is about, being brokenhearted, feeling lonely. But I think the best thing about the book is you'll see how we like to say MS is a surprise and a shock. We're not prepared for it. What I hope that people will get from the book is actually, while it did catch you off guard, you have been preparing for this MS journey your entire life.
Right.
By the things that you have been through and overcome in your life. Some of us, there are some women who read my book and they've miscarried with their own children.
Yes.
There are people who read my book who have learning disabilities. There are people who grew up in single parent homes. Their own adversities and trials all prior to living with life with MS.
Yes.
And so I tell people there were no mistakes made with your adversities. They were preparations of yes, I can moments in your own life before MS came knocking on the door. And that's I hope that people will just read the book and look over their own lives and just say, hey, I've got this. I can do this. Yeah.
That is so beautiful. It is. We do prepare. And it's a wonderful way of looking at that and looking through our lives. I mean, you don't even have to have a autoimmune disease or anything like that. Your book is so beautiful and heartfelt for all. So, yes, our friends out there, please, please, we'll have all the information down below. And we'll even put a link in to how you can buy Tyler's beautiful book. I know you can buy it through Amazon, so we'll make sure that is all in there. So, Tyler, what with our holiday special with you, what do you look forward to in 2023? And can you give us any insight on any large events or small events you may be doing?
Yeah, I think, for the holiday time, it's that moment as a parent, when number one, there's no work interference and you're just able to be around your family. And I'm just making sure I'm soaking up all this time because I have the older child who's 9 and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're 9. You know, I've got 9 more years with you.
Right.
You know, and it's just happening so fast. So I am the videos we're making sure to make sure that my children know it's bigger than just the presents. It's there's more to this holiday season than that. And trying to push forth the model of family and our faith and how important that is in the new year. I'm honored. And this it means a lot because, you know, I know that I'm going to be able to get a chance to host for the MSAA again.
That is fabulous. We saw that. We're going to be there.
And so I'm excited. You know, we did it. I've done it virtually for them, I guess, for the past, you know, 2 years. Last year was our first one in person, right, in Philadelphia, PA. And so for the MS community, I'm so ecstatic about that. It's really a joy to be able to get involved. They found me when I was giving a message at Texas Tech University, I think like 4 or 5 years ago.
Wow.
And so to be able to do things for, they think so highly to trust me as a host, that's been an amazing thing.
We cannot wait to see you. We just love Gina Murdoch and all the wonderful
people.
Isn't she a blessing? She is just the best.
She's wonderful. And I tell Gina, now when do you sleep? Because I see Gina moving here, there, over here. She's in this picture. But she has that heart of service, you know, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what we have as an organization, because our organization with Pro Player Foundation, being so excited about trying to really hold more educational panels for MS. And I feel like it's been my charge of calling. I feel like I've challenged myself to do more with education for the MS community, to do more for people of color with MS, to do a better job of leaving things better than the way we found them, with education within the communities. And that's my mission work. And so I'm excited to start doing that with our Educate, Elevate, Collaborate initiative at Pro Player Foundation, and just doing more service work. And just see where everything falls in the new year. But it's got to lead with helping others.
And you are so good with people, and your message and the way your presentation is, you pull people in. People want more and more and more. You know, that's what's so beautiful about you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Listen, we were talking. You got to let everybody know. We were talking. Don't these ladies' outfits look gorgeous today? I was already convinced.
So wonderful.
We talked about. They need to type those comments to you guys back when you post all of this stuff. But yeah. I was giving you guys kudos for those outfits before we got started.
For the holiday, we're simple. We are in the same outfit today, but velvet is beautiful and beautiful in the spirit.
Yes.
Tyler, please tell our viewers the name of your book and where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. The book is called The Ball Came Out, Life from the Other Side of the Field. And like the lady said earlier, it's available on Amazon, and it's an Amazon bestseller. So it's a blessing. And you can follow me on all social media platforms. I'm at TCSpeaks32. Or you can visit my website if you need to at IamTylerCampbell.com. And like I said, ladies, y'all are having sent gift for me for 2022. And I'm so thankful to be able to call you guys a friend.
Absolutely. You are our friend. And you are a friend. And we wish you just the happiest of holidays. And looking forward to seeing you in 2023 at the MSA.
And I can't wait. Yes, and I can't wait. We have so much to do together. Yes. I just feel the three of us are just going to collaborate and have a ball. This is not work. This is fun and love. We're spreading joy, and we have a mission to give.
I'm excited. My wife's coming with me, and I've already told her about you all, so I'm excited.
Well, we are going to be there. Can't wait to meet both of you. We love you, and we will see you. We'll see and talk to you in the new year. God bless you.
Happy holidays, ladies.
Happy holidays.